Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Pat. How are you today?
I am doing well. Welcome to the new year.
Yes, love is in the air because Valentine's Day is just around the corner.
And it's the beginning of a new year for the Film Commission, and you've got kind of an interesting, different topic here today to talk to our listeners about.
We're always constantly looking for locations, and you know, Buffalo and Niagara Falls and Lockport and, you know, Jamestown and Dunkirk and all these great cities and locations and all places in between have such a wonderful array of property, both commercial and residential. And we'd like to know more about that property, what you know, unique features exist out there. And, you know, in the past, we have used like bed and breakfasts and, you know, different types of businesses and so forth for different movies. And we're really looking to kind of expand our inventory, you know, of that. And so if the listeners have any particular interesting, maybe unique locations in mind out there, we sure would appreciate hearing from them. Because these movie companies, you know, as they look for realism, right, by going out to places like Western New York to shoot a movie, they, you know, they get greater realism by using a real place. So,
right.
So the interiors of the homes, you know, are often something that producers look for, sort of unusual features, like staircases that might, you know, look a little bit different, maybe something that looks a little spooky, maybe something that looks kind of grand, you know. And then, you know, the other sorts of things that we always look for are bars and restaurants and diners. And, you know, we constantly look for things like tunnels and water features, like a little waterfall maybe out in the country or something, and unusual looking areas of roadways, and, you know, maybe some old bridges, unusual bridges, or train trestles or something that that are out there throughout the Western region here.
And so you're not trying to target a specific film at this point, but you just want to build an inventory of interesting locations for future use.
Well, yeah, and we know that we're going to see a influx of movie activity, particularly in the summer, and we're, you know, we're constantly looking for new places to show them. Just kind of an all-encompassing search, I guess, for perfect locations that might be needed.
And then there's always the idea of not knowing what something could be used for until you have something to use it for.
To use it for, precisely. And, you know, I remember a movie that we did last summer that we were looking for, was one request, two large homes of a certain period, of a certain design, and they both needed to be, you know, two stories. They needed to be side by side so that they could be shot from the street, but they had to have adjoining driveways. And as easy as that sounds, it really wasn't that easy to find. But
sure,
we were able to find it out in East Aurora, and that movie was Cold Brook, which will be coming out soon. That's the Bill Fichtner movie.
Now, Tim, how does someone who might have some ideas to meet these needs, how do they get in touch?
Well, they go to our website, which is filmbuffaloniagara.com, and there's an area on the website that calls for information. And if you could just send us an email and just kind of let us know about these things, and or even give us a ring on the, you know, on the office phone, which is 716-845-2200, and just tell us about it, because we're always looking to feature new property and new locations.
Wonderful. All right, Tim, I think we have hit the wall here. We're out of time, but I want to thank you for stopping by. It's always a pleasure.
It's always a big, big pleasure to be with you and your audience, Pat. Thank you so much.
My guest has been Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. I'm Pat Feldball, and you are listening to Press Pass on WBFO.